We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. We are at Borgata Hotel Casino in Spartan Atlantic City on a Friday morning. It is the only Friday, really, of the whole year where we would not have a football game to talk about because we're in the bye week. But do we have a lot to deal with? And I just want you to understand something. For the next 4 hours, if you're listening to my words on this show, you're listening to a moron, an idiot, the most dysfunctional human being you will run into.
What happened?
Well, I come here now every Friday because I live far away at Chestnut Hill, you know, a section of Philadelphia, yeah. Pennsylvania. Yeah. So for the last 3 months, I've been coming here. And for the last 3 months, I've gotten down on all fours. When I have not got this one specific room where I don't have to do this, but I didn't get that room last night. And I had to get down on all fours, dig under the desk to get the plug, because I bring a portable printer with me, and I bring my laptop,
right?
And I need to plug them in.
Yeah.
So you got to picture me, Al. I'm in my underwear, under the desk, plugging it in. And I come in this morning, and I go, Al, the one thing about this other room is it doesn't have as many plugs as the room
outlets.
I love.
Outlets,
there's
yeah.
a specific room in this place that has all the outlets,
yeah.
right? And then you tell me what?
The outlets are on the lamp. There's two of them on yeah. every lamp, on the base of the lamp.
Every time I go to bed when I'm in a hotel, I plug in my phone.
Let me
reiterate. Next to my lamp.
You're listening to a complete idiot. You got to picture me crawling around trying to find the outlets. They're right in the lamp.
TK's here every week. I'll tell you the same thing.
Yeah, no, no. TK was holding that secret himself.
What secret?
Been covered for years.
Secret? Almost every hotel has the same thing.
He bottled that secret right up.
Almost every hotel has.
Oh, no. You're not going to get into that secret. So anyway, whatever I have to say today, keep in mind I can't even find a plug in a room.
Right? Outlet, yeah.
I can't even call it a plug?
Well, outlet.
Plug
outlet. All right. Okay, fine. I don't even have that terminology correct.
I can't even.
So everything I say for the remainder of the day, take with a very, very thick grain of salt. Because apparently I can barely function as a human being. All right? Let's start with that premise. That's all right, now let's get to what's happening right now. We are going to have a ton of fun today because it's a little looser. You know, we don't have a game to analyze all that stuff. We still have great guests. I don't know that you're going to get three people that would be better talking about sports this morning than Mike Lombardi, because I'm starting talking about the current state of GMs in Philadelphia.
Okay.
Based on the appearance yesterday of Mr. Matt Klentak.
He didn't
and
light
the,
it up.
And the non-appearance of Howie Roseman. Those are our two main GMs, and both of them couldn't be in a worse state than they are right now unless they were fired. Mm-hmm. All right, so we got Mike Lombardi at 7. He was a great GM, several places. He worked in front office here. He ran the New England Patriots for quite a number of years. Mm. All right, he's at 7. At 8 o'clock is Gary Myers. Is there a guy who knows more football than Gary Myers?
No.
Has he not written a book about the Cowboys? Because one of the things we're going to tackle right here at this hour is, and I hesitate to even say it, should the Eagles take a shot at Dez Bryant.
I'm sorry. Who said that to you yesterday?
I did further research on it.
Okay.
You merely plunked it in my lap, and then I had to research it. And my level of desperation is such now, I'm raising it as a question. I'm not saying it's an answer. I'm raising it as a question. Gary will be able to tackle that at 8 o'clock. And I'm going to tell you what I did last night after, Al. I plugged in my stuff. I lay back on my bed, and I made a bet.
Oh, cool.
And I'm going to tell you why I made a bet.
Alrighty.
Because it's a bye week, and I need to entertain myself.
Oh.
And this, you know, last year, there was legal betting at this point when the Eagles had the bye week. But it hadn't completely seeped into our consciousness.
Right.
Yeah. Now it is.
It wasn't in both
states.
And
my theory is, Al, that This is how an Eagles fan will entertain himself with a little wager just to spice up a game that they can watch on Sunday. Right? Yeah, wouldn't you think that?
Yeah.
I then developed my own system.
Uh-oh.
And no, Al, I made money last night. I bet on last night's game. I didn't have any horse in that race.
That was a wild game.
And I'm going to tell you something now. I think my system is foolproof.
Oh, cool.
And I am rolling it out this morning.
Nice.
And, you know, I do it as a public service. It's like I made $30 last night. I wasn't betting big money. I just wanted to amuse myself.
Yeah.
And I threw a little bet in there, and I developed a system. At 9 o'clock, we have maybe the best professional football gambler in America.
Yeah.
The one man in America who 2 years ago predicted that the Eagles would win the Super Bowl.
Yes.
He's out of Vegas, obviously. He's a professional gambler. His name is Steve Fezzik, and he's going to come on. I'm going to roll my system by him, and I'm going to see if I can worm out of him, Al, his system.
Hmm.
The guy makes a living doing it.
He's a good living.
Who better than Steve Fezzik? But I must start on a negative note because, ladies and gentlemen, we have a situation here, and it's getting serious. We love parades in this town, but we don't get them very often.
No. Mm-hmm.
We got one in 08. We got another one in 17. And there is zero evidence any other ones are imminent.
No.
We got Ben Simmons. We finally found out, by the way, yesterday that Ben did injure himself before
falling.
The bump. Into Mitchell, that he injured himself on a fall less than a minute into the game in Utah. And that's what really led to his problem. But now we're getting, not today, maybe tomorrow, we're getting that song and dance from the Sixers. But again, Al, maybe they have a chance. I don't know. The other teams, based on what I you know, went through yesterday, the Eagles and the Phillies have no chance. They're not going to do it anytime.
Well, we don't know the Phillies.
Well, yeah, you don't know who they're going to get.
No, I know the Phillies.
Oh.
Because I listened to Matt Klentak yesterday on WIP. And I'll get to him in a minute. I just want to reiterate Howie Roseman. Because Howie, in the middle of a major controversy about Deshaun and how he ended up, we ended up losing him for the regular season. He has never seen fit to come forward to talk to the fans.
Mm-hmm.
He has not seen. There's Howie. And I will start this by saying I give great credit to Matt Klentak for standing up yesterday. For Matt knows he's in a tenuous position himself right now. And he agreed to go on our midday show, and he agreed to face some very good questions and to answer them. I didn't like the answers.
He was
but
honest.
I start with a positive toward him.
Mm-hmm.
Howie Roseman, meanwhile, Al. I'll do this one more time because they did it at NJ.com. A guy named Zach Rosenblatt did it. And he didn't have to do a lot of work here. But he basically said Howie has had two really brutal off seasons since the Super Bowl. Really brutal. And he just took the free agents because he signed 20 of them. They signed 20 free agents.
Yeah.
And really, Al, there's not a one that's moved the needle. Not a one out of 20. Is he a one?
No, not well. For
maybe Josh McCown, if he ever got in, might help them.
A game at a time, but
here
no
are the
overall,
20.
No.
I'll give you the 20 again. These are the last 2 years. Trayvon Hester, Craig James. Well, he made one play.
Oh, yeah, they move it for a needle for an hour. And
you know, he only
it
moved
was a
it
big
for,
play.
He yeah. moved it for a second.
It was a huge play.
Right, but he can't play.
Hester,
Hester, nothing. Hester, James, Vinny Curry. Mm. Why do we get him back? He doesn't do much. DeAndre Carter, Josh McCown, Malik Jackson, hurt, out for already. Jonathan Cyprian, Helody Nada, Leroy Reynolds, DJ Alexander, Andrew Zendejo. By the way, the Vikings picked him up yesterday. And then the guy they cut, the Eagles picked up. Epps. Anyway, back to the list. Orlando Scandrick, there was a dandy. Richard Rodgers, Zach Brown, gone. Kamar Aiken, L.J. Fort, gone.
He's performing for Baltimore. Right?
Yeah, apparently he's doing well once he left here. Mike Wallace, Marcus Wheaton, Paul Warrelow, and Blake Countess. Meanwhile, just one, I'll give you one reference point. He did let Jordan Hicks leave. Mm. And then Jordan Hicks, Al, is the second leading tackler in the NFL so far this year in Arizona.
Yeah.
That is some really awful GM work.
Mm.
So I turned to Howie now. Howie, help me out here. You completely screwed up the DeShante. The one guy you brought in that truly was going to be a major free agent. You kept him on the field for one game. Howie, answer my questions. Howie. That's the state of the Eagles GM position right now. You can't win without it now. Oh, wait. The Phillies won because Pat Gillick was a really, really good GM that year. 17, Eagles won it when Howie Roseman was a really, really good GM that year.
Yeah.
Ajayi, among many others.
Yeah,
he made some great moves that year. Nothing since. Nothing since. So I turn to Klentak and I go, wow, God bless him, Al, that he's talking. When he lost all his power.
Yeah, I know.
Did he lose all his power?
Yeah, it was. That's why I found it an odd.
If you're the GM and they say you can't have the manager you want, how much power do you have? Guess what? He doesn't think. He said he hasn't lost any power. Here's Matt yesterday.
The funny thing was when we were going through, particularly those first couple weeks of October, and there's a lot of stuff swirling around, you know, rumors and this, that, and the other thing. I was probably the least affected by all that because I knew that I was talking to John Middleton and Andy McPhail every single day, multiple times, and meeting and talking about, you know, what we were going to do and planning, and if we do this, then what, and if we do that, then what. And, like, never once did I feel remotely cut out of the loop. If anything, I think I became closer with John than I ever was at any other point prior to that.
So close that they didn't pick his guy.
Yeah.
So close that they said, no, you can't have Kaplan. Kaplan's your guy. You can't have him. Kaplan was Klentak's puppet. Klentak was telling Kaplan what to do with all the numbers, the analytics. You know how that played, right, Al?
Yes.
And here's the thing. Kaplan's gone now. They threw him out with a year to go. Middleton did, not Kapler.
Right.
Not Klentak, not McPhail. Those guys had no power. He still loves Kapler. Listen to this.
This is not a secret. I think, you know, you guys know, and, you know, Philly's employees know, the fans know, the players know that I'm a big Gabe Kapler fan. I still am. And I'm rooting for him to hopefully get the Giants job and go on to great things.
You can't have it both ways. You can't get rid of your manager that says great. Ow, that's ridiculous.
He's got a loyalty to him. I guess that's his
loyalty. No, there's no loyalty. He loves him.
Yeah.
He loves. This isn't fake.
Oh, no.
He thinks the guy's a good manager.
He does.
Well, stay tuned because it gets fun here. All right, next up, Al, is that now Klentak understands and even agrees with the move. From Kaplan to Girardi. Listen.
Never once did I disagree with John or Andy or anybody on that front, you know, but I also wanted to make sure that if we made a change that we understood, you know, that there's a lot of good walking out the door, too. John went through his process, definitely appreciated that, and we've taken some steps to make sure that we capture as much of the good as we can.
Unbelievable. You can't
capture as much as the good.
The good from Kapler. Kapler's leaving, but he's leaving behind a trail of good.
Oh, really?
All right. It's just, honestly, I mean, real. You want to hear that? You want to really hear something amazing? Klentak, to his credit, again, I'm giving him credit out for talking.
Yeah.
But not about what the words coming out. He took a stab at the if we don't, we don't. You want to hear this one? Remember, McPhail said,
if we don't
make the playoffs, we don't play. So Klentak is brought in to repair that damage. But, tell me how he did here.
I think what he was alluding to more was, you know, again, a lot of the injuries and just the realities of the way that our season was going and what he felt as the likelihood of us, you know, A, reaching the postseason, but B, winning once we got there. I think that's what he was talking about. I don't think he was trying to express apathy, though I understand why it was perceived that way.
If you're drowning, the one person you do not want with a life raft thrown out to you would be Klentak. Because he basically reiterated what Klentak.
Yes.
Didn't he just say that?
Well, plus
have any faith in our team.
You would think he would have got a clear explanation.
Did he just say the president didn't have any faith in our team?
No, he said that, yeah, basically.
He had no faith in that team.
If that's what he just said.
Thank you for the support. Wow, that did a lot of good. And then, finally, Al, Klentak had a message to the Phillies fans. This has to be charming. Let's listen.
I mean, first of all, thank you for, you know, hanging with us throughout a rebuild. And there have certainly been ups and downs and, you know, low moments and very high moments. Maybe, you know, the highest being last February with, you know, in just a couple weeks' time, trading for Realmuto and signing Harper. We spent a lot of time in first place, and then we've had some September collapses. So thank you for hanging with us.
All right, hold on. I think he buried the lead.
Yes.
What?
Al, I'm not sure. I thought I heard something near the end there that could have been the lead. Could you just focus in on that very last bit there, Joe?
We've had some September collapses.
Oh, you see? Again, I may be quibbling here. But if you had September collapses, that's your lead.
Well, no, he made sure the lead was Realmuto and not Harper.
No. That's fine, because Realmuto did better than Harper.
Well, he traded.
Realmuto was his move.
Al.
And Harper was the owner's.
I listened to it again. All I could do is keep saying I respect his accessibility. I really do. I have no faith.
Well, he's not a great salesman.
No, I have no. You know, I have no faith in either one of them now. Howie, who's ducking us, and Klentak, who's trying to explain stuff and making it worse.
Well, I have faith that Girardi's there now.
I'm going to start with this, ladies and gentlemen. You out there on the bye Friday? Do you have faith in these two guys? Do you have faith in Howie now? I don't anymore. Howie's Deshaun Jackson's injury and the way it was all played out and Howie's hiding right now has ended the honeymoon and made people look at Howie the way they did before the Super Bowl. We're back to that with Howie. And Klentak, when he opens his mouth, I go, well, it's not going to happen while he's there. Middleton's making the decisions because Klentak is incapable of making the right ones. That's what's going on with them right now. Here are your numbers. 888-729-9494. I'm going to guess you'll get out pretty fast, especially the first hour before we do Winners and Weasels. Jump on board. Give me your thoughts on that. And tell me, because I'll preview now. We are going to throw Dez out there as our question early on. Anybody that desperate yet? They want to bring another cowboy in?
Yes.
Oh, boy. We're going to have a fight with three in a few minutes on that. But jump on now. You will get on.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.